Hello, VI Talk. This is Rapunzel 71 here, and I wanted to show you a app that I found for the iPhone. It's £1.49 on the iStore, and I've been using it for some time. I asked Jo whether anybody had done a demo of this on the channel, and she said she didn't think so. So what this is a light detector app. I don't know if any of you who have been to schools for the visually impaired remember light probes at all. Light probes were something we used in science, and when there was light and you pointed this probe towards the light, the sound would get higher, and then when it was dark, the sound would get lower. Well, this is a similar concept, and I think it uses the camera to help it. As I say, it's £1.49, and why it's useful to me is because I was born with anophthalmia, which means I was born without eyes, so I don't see any light or dark. And in my flat, I have a light switch in my hall at one end of the hall and another light switch at the other end of the hall, and they both control the same light. Well, this is fine with me because I have them in the down position for on, in the up position for off. But if somebody comes and they turn one of the lights off, and I don't know they've turned it off, or they've turned it on and I don't know they've turned it on, I go to maybe use one of the other switches, and then it all gets out of sync and I don't know what's on or what's off. So that's where I find it useful. Excuse me, Alice. Come on, wakey wakey. Good girl. I'm just going to get up and show you this now, so you can see how it works. Make sure that I've got enough hands here. Okay, so we're now in my hall, and I've drawn my curtains so it's quite dark. I'll just find the app. Okay, so this is with the light off. Okay, I don't know if you can hear that. That is a very low sound. Now, hear what happens when I turn the light on. It does vary a little bit sometimes when you move it around. Okay, here's the light going on. Now you can see it's gone higher. If I move it up towards the light, you can see how high that's gone. And then I move it down and up. So that's quite high there. Now if I turn the light off, you can see that the sound has instantly gone down, and it's gone down very low now. Oops. So that is the light detector app. Very useful for people who have no sight at all, like myself, particularly if you've got two light switches that control the same light.